Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace.
Are you ready to continue on in our study of Christian liberty in 1 Corinthians chapter 8? I trust that you are. The question posed to Paul by the church at Corinth concerns eating meat offered to idols. Is that right? Is that wrong? Is it okay? Is it forbidden? Is it honorable to God? Is it a sin? That's the question. What about meat offered to idols? And Paul says, in essence, as we have seen examining the first part of chapter 8, that there is no simple yes or no answer, that the answer depends upon other factors. And there are some occasions where it is acceptable to eat meat offered to idols, and other occasions where it is not. And we need to understand the underlying principles so that we can make the right decision, because if you can't figure things out unless you have a detailed list of rules, some people have rules that run pages and pages and pages and pages and pages, and you must do this, you must not do that, you cannot do this, this is forbidden, and spells it all out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and there are some people who prefer that. Just tell me what to do, what not to do, make it simple so that I don't have to think. So that I don't have to make decisions about this. Just tell me what's the right thing to do, and I'll do it. I'll just do it if you'll just tell me what it is. And Paul says that doesn't work for everything. In other words, some things are not relative, and other things are relative. And this question of eating meat offered to idols is relative to the situation. And you have to analyze different factors in order to come to the right conclusion. Some things are not that way. Not everything's not relative. Thou shalt not commit adultery is not relative. It's not, thou shalt not commit adultery unless your spouse is away from home for an extended period of time. And then in that situation, of course, God will understand. It's okay. No. Thou shalt not commit adultery. That's absolute. Not relative, but eating meat offered to idols, well, that's in a different category. And this chapter will help us to understand it, so thank you for joining me on this Friday, November 5, and thank you for helping me with the cost of maintaining this program on the station. Well, Paul begins to explain his answer more fully in verse 7, and does so through the remainder of the chapter, which is only 13 verses, but he says, we have to back up a bit. Verse 4, therefore, concerning the eating of things offered to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world and that there is no other God but one. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we for him, and one, Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through whom we live. However, now we get to the understanding of applying these principles. Verse 7. However, there is not in everyone that knowledge. Not everybody understands the true nature of an idol, that it's just nothing, the figment of people's imaginations, and that there's only one true God. And these idols are not gods at all. And since they aren't gods at all, you can't really worship them. You see, the question is eating meat offered to idols, does that make me a participant in idol worship? And Paul is saying, not if you are a Christian who belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ and knows that that idol is nothing, and knows that there's only one true God, the invisible God. You can't depict him with a statue, something made with human hands. That's forbidden because that's impossible, and he's so much greater than all of that. So if you understand all of these things, you can eat that food with a clear conscience because, no, you're not participating in idol worship by eating that food. But, back to verse 7, there is not in everyone that knowledge. For some, with consciousness of the idol until now, they still have these lingering concerns about the idol, these lingering thoughts that any remote connection to an idol in any way somehow causes me to be worshiping that idol. That's what they think, at least up until now. They haven't really had their conscience calibrated according to the truth that actually they know, but they haven't applied it. So there is not in everyone that knowledge, for some with consciousness of the idol until now, eat it as a thing offered to an idol. They can't partake of that food without thinking, I'm eating something offered to an idol, I'm participating in idol worship. They can't dismiss that from their mind, even though we know that that's not necessarily the case. Now, if you are not a Christian, you're an idol worshiper, this is your God, then of course when you eat that, you are worshiping a false God. But if you are a Christian and know the truth, then you can dismiss that from your mind and enjoy that food as something that God has created for your nourishment and for your enjoyment. It's perfectly okay to eat it, but not everybody can do that. There's not in everyone that knowledge, for some with consciousness of the idol now eat it as a thing offered to an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled. So be sensitive to your weaker brother, he says in verse 7. But, he says in verse 8, be mindful also of the truth about food. Verse 8, but food does not commend us to God. For neither if we eat are we the better, nor if we do not eat are we the worse. Food does not commend us to God. Neither eating nor refraining affects our relationship with God. Neither action draws us closer to Him. Neither action moves us farther away from Him. You see, he's dealing with something that Christians have the liberty to do. It's something that is not forbidden in Scripture, but some people just don't have a clear conscience about doing it. That's the issue he's dealing with, and how do you handle that? You can eat that food with a clear conscience. For you, it's a matter of Christian liberty, and you can do it. You can do it. But if you do it in such a way that you harm your Christian brother who doesn't have the same understanding you do, he hasn't grown, he hasn't matured to that place yet, then that doesn't honor God. So there's no easy answer here. Is it okay to eat food offered to idols? Yes, if you're the only person involved, if you're the only person that's going to be aware of it, or if any of the people, other people that are aware of it, have the same understanding you do, the same proper understanding you do, that's fine. Go ahead. But if you are eating it in the presence of someone whose conscience is troubled and by doing that their conscience is defiled, then no. So what's the right answer? about eating meat offered to idols? Yes or no? And the answer is yes in some situations and no in other situations. It depends. Be concerned, he says, about the welfare of others. Verse 9, beware, lest somehow this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to those who are weak. For if anyone sees you who have knowledge eating in an idol's temple, will not the conscience of him who is weak be emboldened to eat those things offered to idols? And because of your knowledge, shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died? Recognize that the exercise of your Christian liberty may be harmful to others. You've got to consider that. You're eating meat offered to idols. If it's done in the presence of people who don't have the same understanding, may encourage them to violate their conscience. It doesn't violate yours, but you are encouraging them to violate theirs, and that's not charitable. That's not kind. Your knowledgeable eating can cause damage to others. Now, I pause at this point. We don't have many, if any, occasions of trying to decide whether or not to eat meat offered to idols. That just doesn't seem to come up much in the American context in which most of us live, though that would be applicable to people in some parts of the world. I'm sure that's applicable to some of our missionaries who are laboring in places where there is a strong culture of idol worship, and there may be new Christians who haven't gotten to the place where they can, with a clear conscience, eat food that has been offered to idols. That really would trouble them. They would think themselves being involved in idolatrous worship. And in that situation, you don't eat in their presence. You don't encourage them. You don't push them to violate their conscience. Now, we don't have the eating meat offered to idols situation in America today, but we have other things. I can think of a number of them, but let's just take the issue, touchy issue of whether or not Christians have the liberty to partake of alcoholic beverages moderately, wine. And I know that even in saying that, there's some of you who are adamantly insistent that that is sinful in every case, and that's your understanding, based upon your understanding of Scripture, and I realize that. That's why I'm bringing this up as an example. And there are others of you who have studied this issue carefully, and you've come to the opposite conclusion. You've come to the conclusion that the Bible does not prohibit moderate use of alcohol as long as a person doesn't get drunk, but the Bible does prohibit drunkenness, and strongly so. So some of you that I'm talking to now have a clear conscience about partaking moderately, and others of you do not. So what should those who have this liberty, believe that it's a correct understanding of Scripture, what should they do in regard to their Christian brothers who don't have that liberty? Should they do their drinking in their presence? Should they talk about their drinking? Should they post photos on Facebook of their partaking of wine in restaurants and so forth? No, not if they understand this principle of Christian liberty. Absolutely not. That would be sinning against your Christian brother. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.